This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
So Momo loves the weather, loves it, and has always wanted...
I was kind of born to do it.
Yeah, you've always wanted to do it on TV in a real way, right?
Yeah.
And the one guy I know that can make that happen is Alex Michelson from Fox 11. Alex, what are you doing, man?
It is great to be with you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Big show of this. Big fan of the show for so many years, and it's great to be with you on ESPN Radio.
Cool, man. So Momo here, you know she has a burning desire to do the weather.
I know.
So Momo, pitch yourself as the guest weather person for you're on at 5, 6, and 10:30 on Friday nights, right?
5, 6, and 10 every night, and then the issue is our political show is on Friday nights at 10:30.
Got it. Okay. So, Momo, pitch yourself.
Here's the thing, Alex. I have grown up on the Weather Channel. Like, when I was 4 years old, the first thing I did in the morning was turn on the Weather Channel and tell my mom what the weather was going to be like so we would know what to wear to school. I was the weather girl for our team in college, and it was my responsibility to follow the weather, track the radar, and just make the call of whether we needed to tarp the field or not the night before.
Right.
This was a big responsibility because nobody wanted to spend the time to put the tarp on and then show up early to take it off. And if I made us do it and then it didn't rain, then people would get mad at me. But if I said, we don't have to put it on and it did rain, we were going to get rained out. It was a big thing, and I took it very seriously.
Sure.
I would come home from practice and I would study the radar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't just rely on whatever the Weather Channel said or Weather Underground. I have wind alert on my phone.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know all the wind tunnels.
You're like a weather nerd.
Total nerd.
Weather nerd.
Total nerd.
So is there a place for somebody like Momo at Channel 11?
And
Alex?
I know all the verbiage, right? Like, I can do it off the top of my head.
Wow.
I mean, can you give us a little bit of a sample forecast of what we should expect tonight?
Yeah, well, I think tonight is going to be an interesting night because it's very cool overnight in all the mountains and valleys. We actually might see snowfall down to about 4,000 feet. So it's a good time if you want to take that last bit of spring break to head up to Big Bear and get some snow. Good time to go up to the mountains. Just leave on the early side because the snow might come overnight and you don't want to drive in the snow. You want to wake up to it. Now, down in the valleys, make sure you got your plants covered. Anything that might be frost warnings, it's out and about for the whole rest of the weekend. I know we thought it was spring earlier in the week, but it's transitioned back to winter. We got one more last gasp. Record rainfall the last couple of years. We might get another chance of showers, 35% on Friday overnight. But hopefully by the weekend, it should clear up and we'll be on to spring finally.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Just off the top of my head.
That was like a weather masterpiece.
It's pretty good, right?
We just had the Golden Mike Awards in Southern California this past weekend, and Dallas Rains won for weather forecast
as he
year.
Should.
But I think there's a new contender. And
what do you think?
Dallas has been doing this for almost 40 years. That's like your first forecast like this. And
I can just do it off the top of my head.
Almost anybody.
Yeah.
This is, you're like a savant.
Yes.
I think it's because I have literally watched so many hours of the Weather Channel and Dallas and Johnny Mountain and all the guys over the years who've done it that I know the surf warning.
I
get weather alerts.
Now, Alex, I don't know if you know this or not, but did you know that Dallas Rains, who won a Golden Mike, was a backup quarterback for Florida State back in the day? Did you know that?
No.
I did know that. I used to work there with him, and he was a big Bobby Bowden guy because of that. Because of his connection to Florida State, and they had a good relationship. But Dallas, as much as he knows about weather, he knows as much about college football.
Yeah.
He loves talking about college football, especially quarterbacks, because of that reason.
Well, I think the key to good weather reporting, and this is because I've watched the local casters. It's not if you just watch the Weather Channel, they don't really humanize it. They don't really make it about what you might be doing this weekend. You know, or what's been going on in your neck of the woods, right? That's totally a weather phrase. Your neck of the woods.
Your neck of the woods. Yeah, that's a Today Show thing, right?
Totally.
Yeah, Al Roker.
Al Roker, yeah.
But you have to personalize it. So you have to think, okay, everybody's on spring break.
Sure.
What they might be doing for the weekend.
Yeah, no, I think
what's
it's magic.
Been going on.
I think it's magical the way you did the weather there. Now, is there a spot for her, Alex?
Yes, I've been saying this for a long time. We need Ramona to come in.
Got to make it happen.
I've said to you, give me a date. We'll do it.
Yeah.
We could do it next week if you want to do it. Come on in.
Got to make it happen.
Steve, as I know you just referred to it as the blue screen. It is the green screen.
Oh,
see, at home, we've got a blue screen. We've got a blue screen and a green screen opposite side. So
do
it's
those
a green
guys,
screen.
Do they, see, now the thing is, that's interesting. Do those guys write their, I'm like grinning. I'm literally grinning right now.
No.
Do those guys write their report out or do they just freelance? Do they just go?
No, it's the only thing in the show where there's no teleprompter.
Good.
Because the way that the camera works, the teleprompter goes off and it flips to a monitor so you can see yourself in the green screen.
Got it.
So it helps you guide in terms of where to go. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done the green screen thing?
No.
Oh.
I might need a little practice.
That's going to be the fun part of it.
Yeah, that will be fun.
I'll be pointing at the deserts and we're talking about the mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
A little, yeah.
So,
yeah,
Alex, in your
we've
world.
We've got a great weather guy named Jonathan Novak who works with us.
Okay.
And he can help. Teach you with that, and we can have the two of you together. We can do a little bit, maybe talk a little Lakers, talk a little Dodgers, whatever you want.
Yeah,
but I think this is going to happen.
All right, we're going to make this happen.
News.
I got to do
awesome.
It.
Yeah.
I got to do it when we're going to pick the right day. And when there's some, if it's just 72 and sunny, that's not that exciting.
Well, no, because it's you, it's your personality,
showing.
I mean, no, you don't necessarily want to be on the heavy weather.
When there's stuff
like storm watch and stuff like that.
Storm watch.
I don't think you're ready for storm watch.
I'm ready for.
No,
storm.
I don't think you're ready
born
for storm,
for storm watch.
No, I don't think you're there yet. So, Alex, we were talking a little bit earlier today about Larry David says he wants to get rid of goalposts in football. He wants to get rid of field goals and kickers. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think that makes sense. Who's watching the game for the kicker, right? And why is this game coming down to a kicker? You're
totally
watching
agree.
The game for the quarterback. You're watching the game for the defense. That's what it's all about. So why should this one person who doesn't even really practice with the rest of the team, who has their own sort of shtick and barely even had a guard on their helmet years ago, be the thing that determines the outcome of the game? I agree with Larry David.
Yeah.
Football, I mean, it is really the only foot part of football, so I guess that part.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's true.
So it's kind of in the name, but besides that, I would much
why is it called football?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
I
a good
mean,
question.
But
that feels
I
like a whole bet.
I'd rather the game come down to Patrick Mahomes versus Harrison Butker kick.
Yeah, totally. See, I think it comes down to something really dramatic, and I'm okay with that. By the way, I think I'm the only one here that wants to keep kickers.
Time to drop and jump off the
They
island.
Just want to bounce kickers all together.
Time to fold. It's not too late to grab the folding chair.
Yeah. So, Alex, how big a deal in your world is the arrival of Shohei Ohtani?
I think it's a huge deal. I mean, it's a huge deal as a Dodger fan, but I think it's also a huge deal as sort of a news person who loves the intersection of news and sports because he makes every game a cultural event.
Yep.
I mean, look at what he's doing with the country of Japan and how many Dodger fans are now coming from Japan. I think they were saying something like 11% of people on opening day were people that came from the country
it's
of
amazing.
Japan.
It's amazing.
To watch him.
Yeah.
So you see this whole cross-cultural exchange that's really interesting and changing the way the world views baseball and Los Angeles. I think he's just a phenomenon that's reigniting interest in the sport, which is just great. I mean, what we're seeing, I think you're seeing this as well with women's basketball, with Caitlin Clark and what's happening there right now. You know, sports is so driven by stars. And it's amazing that one person, we saw this with golf all those years ago with Tiger Woods, one person can completely change the landscape of sports. And Shohei is that sort of once-in-a-generation talent, and we're lucky to be watching him in L.A. along with so many other once-in-a-generation talents. I mean, Shohei comes here, and Mookie Betts has shown him up.
An
even better start.
You know, to put that into some perspective, Todd Boehly, who's one of the owners of the Dodgers, I think he owns like 20% or 25% or something like that, he points out that 9 million people watched the 5 World Series game last year. They averaged about 9 million people. 70 million people worldwide watched Ohtani's introductory press conference. That is insane. Wow. 70 million people watch that.
And how many people watch the NCAA tournament prediction show?
I don't. Oh, 5 million. 5 million watch NCAA tournament. Yeah, I mean, well, the World Series is about 9 million, and Shohei was. I mean, that is a ton of eyeballs, and it's introducing the Dodgers. They're an international brand now.
Well, they already were,
right?
And now that it's just over.
Yeah.
Like, it's just they're the team. And they don't have Ohtani. They have Yamamoto, too.
Yeah, right.
And isn't it also just a reminder of the power of the Dodger brand? Because Shohei Ohtani was playing down the freeway, you know, for the last few years. And a lot of love for the Angels. We all love that organization. But it just isn't the Dodgers in the way that the Clippers are just not the Lakers. And there are these signature teams that translate around the world in a different way, and you see Shohei being treated differently now that he's in that Dodger glue.
You mentioned, like, do you hate the Clippers as much as I do?
I don't hate the Clippers, no. But I like the Clippers, but I am not I don't think they're rivals with the Lakers, because let's see them play each other in the Western Conference Finals, and then let's see the Clippers win 17 titles, and then maybe we can have a conversation.
Exactly.
They're not on equal ground. People that treat them like they're on equal ground, it's not anywhere close. When you go to Crypto.com Arena and you see the statues and you see the jerseys and you see all that, you know, and then you think about the Clippers and they don't have one thing there. I mean, I think the Clippers franchise should change their name when they go to Inglewood
and be smart.
Start a brand new thing. Be the Hollywood Stars or be something else.
Have you been inside that new building?
I haven't. I've seen it, but it looks unbelievable.
It looks crazy. It is so big. I mean, it's just a hulking big building. I've not been inside. Shinano has been inside. He says it's just going to blow everybody's mind.
Wow. They got this wall that's supposed to be, like, straight up. Like, the idea is that it's going to feel like the old Oakland Coliseum felt for the Warriors, right? Oracle. Where the
it's going to be all Clipper fans.
Yeah, like, it's like the slope, like, really steep, and then it'll create this wall of noise.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels kind of steep.
And there's great bathrooms, according to Steve Ballmer. Yeah.
Bathrooms.
Lots of bathrooms.
Yeah, you love the bathrooms there.
It's all like you show your card when you walk in there.
Yeah.
And don't have to pull out your wallet. You could just walk over there and take it because it's scanning you.
Toilets!
I know.
But to that point about, like, stars, though, you know, Kawhi Leonard, one of the great players that we've seen in the last 20 years in the NBA, has such little charisma off the court that there is not that connection to him that there is to other people. And he, you know, doesn't engender that sort of feeling, you know, making everybody like, you have to watch the Clippers right now. And, you know, that's a problem for them. I mean, they don't have that LeBron James figure that means you got to look at the Clippers. And you feel for them because that franchise has been cursed for so long, and nobody did a better job of explaining that than Ramona Shelburne and her incredible podcast and movie to come and all the rest of it with Donald Sterling. You hope they can get over the hump, but, you know, you feel like they're not quite there yet.
Yeah. So I got a question. This is just a totally random question. You ready? So the New York Yankees have, you know, they're always very strict about their facial hair and all that stuff. So Alex Verdugo, who started in the Dodgers organization, went Red Sox and now to the Yankees, always wore multiple chains. And the Yankees have imposed a chain cap of one. He's only allowed to wear one chain.
A chain cap.
Now, how many chains am I wearing, Momo?
Two.
I think he should be allowed to wear as many chains as he wants. Alex, what do you think?
Unlimited chains.
Yes. Unlimited chains.
Why do you have two chains?
As long as you're performing.
Yeah, as long as you're out there. I was saying to Bergman today, Mookie's got two. Well, he's got a chain, and then he's got the little baseball guy on a chain around his neck. So he's got two.
Is it why is it your – why do you have two chains?
It's my signature move.
Oh, okay.
The two chains, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people know me for that.
Can you describe the two chains for people that are listening in the radio and not seeing them?
One is, well, we are on YouTube too, but there's a long kind of Cuban, this is a Cuban style chain. And this is one from Abdul, one of our regular listeners.
Okay.
Who gave me this is like a ball
Looks
chain.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm right. Also, Cappy wears two chains. I just want to say Alex Verdugo should not have a chain cap in New York.
I think you can institute whatever you want.
Exactly.
No, I'm actually on the Yankee side on this.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You want to cap it's the like number of chains thing. A player can wear?
It's like their thing. Like the no facial hair and the Yankees need
but
to look a
But the chain thing
way.
Is brand new. I think there's somebody just making this up as they go. All right. And we also only allow one chain.
Well, because chains can get out of hand. I mean, you know, you could say two is not a big deal, but then what happens if we get to four or five?
Well, I'm okay with a three-chain cap.
Well, see, that's still a cap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a hard cap or a no cap. You got to have an uncapped league or a hard cap league.
So, Alex, let's do this for real with Momo, huh?
All right. I'm excited. I got to
really
pick a right spot.
We do it with Momo. We got to be, it's going to be a big thing. It's going to be a big viral moment. We're
excited.
Do it after. I'm on vacation next week, so do it the week after.
Okay.
Do it the week after.
We'll do it like during that play-in tournament because they'll get busy with the playoffs. But like during that first week, they'll be good.
Yep. All right. Hey, Alex, great having you. Come on, man. You can watch Alex at 5, 6, 10, and at 10:30 every Friday night is the issue is. Thanks, man, for coming on.
Thank you, guys. I love both of you. This is really fun.
Cool. All right. There's Alex Munderson. I think
it's your buddy.
You're going to be...
I'm excited about this.
A bright spotlight for this. People are going to watch. It's going to live on social media.
I better not suck.
Do you know what you're going to... You've got
to
wear...
No, I have to pick out something to wear.
A weather forecasty kind of thing.
I got to study the female weathercasters.
You think?
Yeah. Is that like a pantsuit situation?
I don't keep track. You might know.
Is it like a... I mean, most of them are guys.
No, there are a lot.
There are some female ones.
Yeah, no, Maria
Caban
has been at Channel 11 for years.
I gotta go look up some inspiration.
Good Day LA. Olga Spina, I see all the time. She's great.
Okay.
No, there are a lot. All right, coming up next for you, I find this to be just an absolutely embarrassing story. Absolutely embarrassing for Major League Baseball. Just the worst possible scenario you could have for a Major League Baseball team.
Oh.
That is coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
One thinks it's ridiculous that I'm wearing two chains.
It's not ridiculous. I think
they're nice.
They're nice.
It's kind of a signature thing. What do you think,
Bergman? The thing is that, I mean, first of all, I don't think you're a chain guy.
I am a chain guy.
No, now you are.
That's what they say about me, chain guy.
I understand that you made it a bit for the radio.
Yeah.
The fact is, you wear it at home, too.
I do. I wear them all the time. These are my two lucky chains everywhere I go.
But you can't, nobody can see them.
No, like, they're for me. Sometimes you see them. You. Like, if I do another button, then you got that.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. This is like
the Chris Morales move.
The Chris Morales move.
You're holding it open.
Holding it open.
Like if we're on YouTube, put them out so we can all see them, so we can see the
judge me.
Judge
so you can
yes.
judge me.
Well, if they're, I mean, you're doing this whole chain thing.
I can feel you judging me right now.
I'm always judging.
I think two is really the limit.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't go more than two.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Two is I think two is a good cap for me.
Four chain.
I've got two more chains.
Put them on.
Maybe I'll put them on after vacation.
Yeah. By the way, Bergman, I have a little tip for you. I know you've been talking about this Pilates date.
Oh, you have a Pilates date?
Oh, yeah. I'm going next Wednesday, yeah.
Have you been to Pilates at all
yet?
No.
Oh, never. Wow. I have to get socks.
I
just found out.
No, I just need to warn you. I have done Pilates. I have a nickname for that particular exercise.
Okay.
It's called Fartilates.
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
So go to the bathroom before you go in there.
Yeah, every pose is just a big farter.
Is it worse than yoga?
Yeah, way worse.
But yoga,
like happy baby, there's that
happy
like,
baby.
Happy when, baby, you go and fart.
Happy baby but, is fart pose.
Yes.
Yeah. But like all of Pilates is.
And so.
Like every move in Pilates, you're like, oh man, I just hold it in. Yes. Like, so I don't know what I think.
I'm the only male in there too, yeah. Probably. So
just don't have any dairy for like 2 days before you go.
Okay, so actually,
I really by the way, Bergman,
it's
I would
really
not,
good tip
I would
date.
Not worry about this that much.
I'm not, but
I think you'll be okay. Actually, I was looking for that. We played yesterday that Dan Orlovsky sound. Do you have the Dan Orlovsky? Did you? I don't know if you heard this or not, Mo.
No.
Okay, now I'm going to play it for you. I will not tell you my theory until after we play.
All right.
Do you have it?
Did you get it, Brian?
Oh.
Yeah, he got it.
Okay. Here we go.
It's impossible to be at the top at both of those, essentially. Like, it's
what?
My theory.
What is your theory?
Yeah, what do you think of that? Do you think that's real?
No.
What do you think it was?
Because he didn't even pause. Like, if you did that while you were on the air, there would be like a part of you that's like, you know, like,
oops.
He didn't even break.
He never
stride.
Stopped talking. In fact, if you listen a little longer, listen to it a little longer.
To be at the top at both of those, essentially, like it's
that sounds like an airplane.
Another farting Dan Orlovsky situation.
Dan.
Just took place.
Danny Dumps.
You just farted into the
Danny Dumps.
What do you mean? It's unbelievable.
He's continuing to make his point.
Yeah.
Trying to ignore what happened. So
he's on with McAfee.
Yes, he's on with McAfee.
That sounds like McAfee.
Okay. So
that didn't even really sound like a fart.
I think they planted this.
Yeah.
I think they did Dan dirty.
Yep.
They made it. They played a sound effect and then they blamed him for it.
They called him Danny Dumps.
Danny Dumps.
Dang, man.
Because apparently he farted on a Monday Night Football one time.
But that was real.
That was real.
This is not real. This is like.
That's embarrassing.
That's like a whoopee cushion.
He says that it was his windshield wipers on like a dry, like he must have hit the windshield wiper.
One more time. Listen to the wipers.
It's impossible to be at the top at both of those, essentially. Like
that
it's
is not a windshield.
It could be.
Well, was he driving?
He was sitting in his car.
He's sitting in his car doing a phoner with McAfee.
You're not supposed to do a phoner like that.
Well, I mean, I think Orlovsky's on all the time. He's just sitting in his car with a phone.
Like a FaceTime?
Yeah, with a FaceTime situation.
I mean,
exactly.
I've done that when I couldn't make it home in time for a hit or something, or they called me and it was breaking news. But generally speaking, you don't keep your wipers on.
No, the wipers are not.
You got to turn the car
McAfee
off.
McAfee played a sound effect and made it seem like he farted.
Listen, I have done radio interviews while I'm in the car, and you can hear I'm driving sometimes.
Sure,
but if you're doing a FaceTime, you can't drive, and then you definitely should turn the car off. Like it will be 120 degrees,
right,
in the car by the time of the end of that hit, and I'm sweating.
Right,
but you can't have the car on because then they can hear the car. You can't have your air conditioning on.
Because
you can hear it on the air.
Right. Well,
you got to be a television professional.
I think it was a setup.
I did too.
I think it was absolutely a setup.
Like a whoopee cushion? Like someone going into the microphone with a whoopee cushion?
With a whoopee cushion or just, hitting the sound.
Or just what did like the, you put it on your hand. No, that was.
That was. Do it. So, okay.
Kind of.
Yeah, that was good.
What was that?
That was a real one.
That's a sound effect. Yeah. I was going to say, nobody did that.
Where's Wendy Williams when we need her?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I wanted
to get to one more thing
in this segment. The Oakland A's have announced that they... Now, at some point...
That's great.
At the age of 20... In the year 2028, the A's are supposed to be playing in Vegas. Supposed to be.
Why? What is this delay? Like, when you move, you're just supposed to move.
Well, I think part of the problem is Vegas is sort of not wanting them.
Yeah, I know the drama here, okay? So they want to build it over by where the Tropicana used to be.
Right. Didn't they just tear down the Tropicana?
Yeah, the Trop's down. And that's where the new stadium is supposed to be. And the mayor of Vegas, she doesn't want it there because did you know that that area is not actually Las Vegas? It's not under her control.
Really?
She would like the stadium to be in downtown by Fremont Street.
Okay.
And also, A, so that they can get the tax revenue, et cetera.
Right.
But also because there's too much traffic on the strip anyway.
Yeah, there's
If you build a baseball ballpark right there, it's just going to make everything even worse. That's like one of the most congested areas of the strip.
Yeah, sure.
So it just doesn't work where they want to build it.
Okay. So while this drama is
Carolyn
playing out,
something is her name.
Yeah, while this drama is playing out, there is a plan that the Oakland A's will play in Sacramento for, is it for 2 years?
Approved. I think it's
25 to 27.
Is it official 25 to 27?
Yep. Possibility of 28.
In a 14,000 seat stadium.
It's the Giants minor league stadium.
What an embarrassment.
The Giants AAA affiliate. That's
they,
so embarrassing.
They should take this franchise away from that guy.
Yeah.
Do you realize, I was curious today about the baseball team salaries. How much do you think the A's have spent on their team?
$43 million. $60 million.
The next highest is $85 million. So they're $25 million
under.
Less than any other team in
so
the league.
So bad, yeah.
And I don't understand why there's not a salary floor.
Right.
Like there should be a floor. Like you have to spend at least this much to be a credible baseball team.
Yeah, that should be in the CBA.
That should be in the CBA. Because the A's, whoever that owner, I forget who the owner is, but he is getting the revenue, the collective balance tax money.
I
want
to say it's John Fisher, but I don't want to be wrong.
He's getting all that money, the sharing
John
money.
John Fisher.
John Fisher.
Okay, I was right.
So here he is. We don't know if there's going to be a team in Vegas or not. It's going to sit in Sacramento for a couple of years.
But
in a 14,000 seat
stadium.
Think
about all the team employees, okay? So you're an employee of the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
So for the next 3 years, you have to move 90 miles to Sacramento.
Yep.
Which is not close to Oakland. It's an hour. It's like 90 miles.
Yeah.
It's like driving from here to San Diego. For 2 years. And then you got to move to Vegas if they'll still have you.
Right.
Like, what? And then you have no, I think it's seen as a play for Sacramento to prove it can be a major league city.
Yeah, right.
You know, I guess people
well, it's
in Sacramento,
mostly a play for the A's, right? Because the A's are like, well, nobody's going to come to our games here. They're empty. They're protesting in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Why would we even keep the team here? Why not go to a cozy little minor league ballpark for a couple of years and play out
Because you're not
the
a minor league team.
Right, exactly. 14,000 seats. It's a little bit like when the Chargers went to play at StubHub.
Yeah, that's right.
Small, right? Yep. Isn't it called
Dignity Health
down there.
Yeah.
StubHub. They went there even though
it was basically a soccer stadium.
It was a soccer stadium, and they played the NFL games there.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. And there were no Charger fans in the entire thing.
Still no Charger fans.
Yeah, except for Brian. Brian's over there.
One very lonely.
Did you ever go to the StubHub Center?
I never did, nope.
Have you been to SoFi to see the Chargers?
Not the Chargers, nope.
Do you like that I'm making this motion?
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know what that is.
This is like, golly gee, my team.
Throwing shade while you're...
Here. Are you optimistic about this year, Brian?
Oh, yeah, especially after them hardball rules came out.
Oh, the hardball rules.
Yeah.
He's got 14 rules printed on the back of his business card.
Really?
Yeah.
On the back of his... It's hard to fit 14 things in the back
I don't
of
know how
card.
He does it. I would
Six
like
and
to
11.
I would like to see a Jim Harbaugh
business Somebody have a copy
business
of those
card.
Rules? Send me a copy of those rules.
Oh, I'll send you a copy.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, Momo... the worst MVP of all time?
Oh.
That's coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. So if you are trapped in debt and you're up all night, you're worried, how am I going to pay this? How am I going to get out of this hole? You can't get away from it. Truth is, this whole system is designed to trap you in debt. They got insanely high interest credit cards and loans, make it impossible to pay it all off. There's a brand new way out of the debt trap. It is Pivotal Debt Solutions. Now, they're not like the old school debt relief companies that string out your debt for years and years. They have got aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Now, get this. Think about this. If you're sitting on debt right now, they can cut or even eliminate interest. Bam. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. So right off the bat, eliminate interest, you owe less. They can stop the threatening phone calls. No bankruptcy, no loan. The bottom line is they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. You can talk to them for free. Find out how they can help you get out of that debt hole. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's Z-A-P. Zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Mason in Ireland. Momo in for John. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So remember in 2008, Apple released the iPhone. Changed everybody's lives, right? Now they are working on creating personal robots. Now, okay. Do you have any interest, Momo, in having a personal robot?
So you're hitting me right in a vulnerable spot.
Yep.
Because I have a fear of Skynet and the AI.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
But I also could That's really use say. Somebody to help me with stuff.
Like a personal assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would love a personal robot.
Yeah.
Go pick up the dry cleaning personal robot.
That'd be kind of good.
Run the vacuum personal robot.
Take over my life and kill me later.
Right, see?
Robot.
This is
yeah. I'm telling you, there is so much unfounded. Just because James Cameron made Terminator, all of a sudden everybody is quoting Skynet and saying they're all coming to get us. When meanwhile, robot. My personal assistant, Ipe, is going to be very helpful to me.
You're going with Ipe.
Yeah, his name is going to be Ipe.
He's going to help you on cut,
I just don't want... I mean, you have to give them everything. You have to give them all your passwords.
Correct.
You have to give them all access to everything.
Correct.
And like that New York Times thing last year where they got the AI guy interacted with the robot and got him to say like all those bad things and scary things, kind of let me know it's just not there yet. Like... I don't think AI is really there yet. I don't think they've kind of built it enough.
No, I think AI is there, and if you're not using it, it's screwing you.
I'm not using it.
You're not using it? You are.
How? How am I using it?
How are you? Well, you don't believe Mike Robin drafted by computer.
I don't believe he did.
I do. I'll tell you this brief story. So I've had for... the last 5 years, a sound engineer work on the Culture Pop podcast.
Okay.
And we liked it. His quality was really good. The sound was really good. And we paid him. And all of a sudden, we realized you can just drop those files into AI and come up with a better mix of audio than our sound engineer was doing.
Really?
So he was literally replaced by AI. AI did
Do
a better job than
that?
He did.
Do you feel good about that?
He's still working for us. He's doing all the social media stuff. So he didn't lose his job entirely, but we don't need a sound engineer anymore. If you're not harnessing AI to your advantage, you're not
I tried doing it once. I was like, okay, let's see what this ChatGPT does.
You never did ChatGPT?
I tried it once. I was doing a story on Josh Harris, who owned the Sixers and the Commanders and all that. And I wanted to see how if AI could help me do some research because he had a long business background that I wanted to read up on. And I just figured it would save me a couple hours of reading stuff.
And it didn't work?
Not really. The stuff it found was generic. Like, I really needed to read it myself. I needed to go and do the deep dive myself.
Who is Ramona Shelburne? Hang on.
I don't think it heard you.
Yeah. Who's Ramona Shelburne?
This is great.
Thank you.
Ramona Shelburne is a sports journalist and reporter known for her work covering the NBA, particularly the Los Angeles Lakers. She's been involved in reporting on various sports stories and has contributed to ESPN's coverage of basketball.
Is she good at her job?
Ramona Shelburne is highly regarded in the sports journalism industry for her expertise and insightful coverage, especially in basketball. Oh. Many people appreciate her reporting and analysis.
What's the worst part of Ramona Shelburne?
Oh, gosh.
It's subjective, but some people may criticize aspects of her reporting or analysis. However, opinions on journalists can vary widely, so it's important to consider multiple perspectives.
Do you never use this for... Now, that's the talking version. I use the writing version all the time.
I mean, I think it's okay, but, like, how hard is it to find that I report on basketball?
Well, you can do more stuff on there.
Okay.
You can do more stuff on
there. I was a little afraid of the negative
thing. I will occasionally...
I was like, oh, God, what's going to happen here?
I will occasionally use some ChatGPT in my game and for Game of Games.
Occasionally, really?
Just to help it.
You could say, write a game about X, and it would write the game. An entire quiz. So I use it to find specific things, but not to write the game
itself. Like, when I looked up the stuff on Josh Harris, what I really wanted to read was, in his business career, I knew that there had been, for some reason, I thought he was sort of involved in the Enron. I was wrong about that. I thought that they made a lot of money on fracking.
Okay.
That's what I'd read someplace.
All right.
And I really needed to understand that. And I tried to get ChatGPT to, like, look all that stuff up. And it just, the stuff was, like, the way it distilled it was not helpful. I had to just really dig in and read it myself.
Well, it's not going to write the article for you.
I know, but, like, in terms of finding me, I wanted it to find, like, 5 or 6 articles about it. And it didn't really do that. Okay. I was like, eh, I don't know.
I want to do one more
super
thing.
Super generic.
Because I teased this.
All right.
Gilbert Arenas on his, I think it's on his podcast.
He's got a show on FUBU.
I think, no, he was on with Shannon Sharp.
Oh, he was on Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Club Shay Shay.
Okay, so listen to what he said.
Now, I do understand when they say this about Jokic. Jokic is probably, statistically, when it comes to overall game, the worst MVP winner. He is the worst MVP winner in the last 40 years.
What is he talking about?
Statistically, he's the best
the
MVP
best
winner.
The best MVP winner. Like of the
his
last
whole
four.
Like one of the biggest arguments for him is statistically.
What do you
the analytics nerds love Jokic.
Oh, he's I mean for me he is the best basketball player in the world right now. I don't think there's any stopping him or slowing him down. He does
but,
exactly
like,
what he wants to.
Analytically, he is the best.
Yeah.
Like statistically he's the best.
No, his passing, his he's just his footwork I can't understand what Gilbert Arenas is talking about.
He's not basing it on facts. Like, he's basing it on when you look at him, he does not look like an athletic, physical specimen guy, right? Like, he's not Giannis.
Yeah, but I'm a big results guy. The results are pretty damn good.
And he won a title. It took me a while to jump on board that he's the best player in the league train, okay?
Yeah.
Because I felt like he hadn't won, and a couple of the years that he won the MVP... His team finished lower in the standings than they did the year before.
Right.
And I thought a lot of the argument for him was like, oh, Jamal Murray's out. Okay, well, that's true. But if your team is measurably, like, loses more games the next year than you didn't have as good of a... Anyway.
Yeah.
But statistically, he has always been superior to everyone almost historically.
So MVP, will he win MVP again? He will.
It's in the bag.
Because I would have thought Jason Tatum would also have a run at it. No.
You know, it's...
this will be 3 in a row?
Not in a row. Embiid won last year.
Oh, Embiid won. So
but 3 total.
3 of the last
3
4.
Of the 4.
Yeah.
I think Embiid was on the... Embiid was going to go back-to-back, but then he got hurt. So he doesn't meet the game's...
Right, right. He doesn't hit the 65.
And I also think there's a little feeling like... It was... I don't want to say... Okay, last year was a weird year. I felt like because of the way Jokic plays, and then he hadn't won yet, and... He's not that physical specimen like Giannis is or whatever it is. He doesn't necessarily pass the eye test, right?
Yeah.
And there's this thought, if he wins 3 in a row, which is what he would have won last year.
Right.
Then you're in some rarefied air.
Like, sure.
Should he be in the same air as other guys who've won 3 in a row or, you know, that level of, even just 3 total? And I think that the last month of the season, it got, that MVP race last year was yucky.
Yeah.
Remember, it got racial and it got
weird.
Oh,
yeah, that was weird, yeah.
Yeah, and even at the end, I think it was not fun for either guy because they actually are friends. Embiid and Jokic are friends and they like each other. And Jokic said this after one of the playoff games. It was like one of the games against the Lakers. And he just said he actually felt bad for Joel that he had to hear this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like Embiid had one of his worst months of the season
right
in April as Denver was going into the playoffs. And it was almost, I don't want to say he threw it. He didn't throw the race or anything like that. But I felt like Embiid had a 60-point game on a night when Jokic had like 9 turnovers and they lost the game. And that sort of swung the race at the end. And it was like he won. And then Denver went on to win the championship. And everybody was like, you know what? You got to give that guy his flowers.
Sure.
Like, he really is the best player.
He is.
And it's translated to winning now.
Yeah.
Like when you've won two and you haven't won a championship, the threshold to win that third is higher. But now he's won a championship, and it's like he's underappreciated.
He is. Vegas has him a heavy favorite. Like, he's going to win.
It's going to be Jokic 1, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander 2, Luka Doncic 3. I can almost guarantee you those will be the top three.
Vegas has Luka 2, Shai 3, and Tatum 4.
Okay. I think Shai will be 2, but it depends on where they finish.
Right.
Yeah.
Worst MVP ever.
What is he talking about?
Worst take ever. All right.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we're going to do some Game of Games. Momo, it is your game today.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
And you don't know.
I mean, it's definitely going to be better than the Central Asian Republic trivia I was doing.
Yeah, I don't know what you were thinking. That was not
going
to fly.
Going down a weird road.
Yeah. All right. So, you know,
I was doing questions about the Silk Road. I was like, oh,
yeah. No. Okay. So, you know, I'm a gambling fool. I love playing poker. And the only place I ever play is Commerce Casino. I got to get out there. I haven't been in 2 weeks out to play poker. Commerce Casino and Hotel is the largest poker room in the world. There is no bigger one. And there's no better place to play in SoCal. There's always a seat for you at the Commerce, maybe even right next to me. The poker action never ends. Get this. This year alone, the Commerce Casino is going to pay out over $20 million in jackpots. And whenever you go to the Commerce, great food, amazing staff, beautiful hotel rooms if you stay out there, daily tournaments, and of course, the Commerce Casino and Hotel is the home for Mandy's 3 coming up this June. Commerce Casino, 6131 Telegraph Road in Commerce. For more information, visit commercecasino.com. That's commercecasino.com, and I'll see all you guys at the Commerce. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and the whole afternoon show for today is here to play. Andy Kamenetsky and DeMarco Farr. What's up, guys?
All of the afternoon drive show.
Everybody ready to roll here?
Laura's here, too.
Oh, is Laura here also?
Yep.
All right,
yeah.
So Bergman, you're keeping score. It's going to be complex.
Oh, boy. I got 6 players. Mace, Greg, AK, DeMarco, Laura, Brian.
Perfect.
Just got nervous.
All right, and it's Momo's game.
Get nervous.
All right. Okay, I don't know if this is going to be good.
Good.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. It's one of those games.
Ultra game?
It's my game.
We call those
sometimes,
your games.
Yeah. No, I've improved dramatically, but this one
what
might not.
What if I told you?
Yeah. I have improved dramatically. This might not be.
Last time she did a game, you know what afterwards she said?
I just will try to make them not suck next time.
Yeah, so this is the test.
I was just lacking inspiration, and every inspiration I had was weird.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I landed on this one.
All right.
You were the inspiration, Steve.
Thank
Mason,
you.
Because you are trying to undergo a radical body transformation by the time you hit your big
60th 6-0. Birthday, yeah.
All right.
And I was thinking that a lot of actors and actresses do this as well. So I'm going to read you some radical transformations that actors have made for their roles, and you tell me if it's true or false.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Some of these are true. Some of these are just some of the details are, well, you know, you get the
idea. Exactly.
Okay. Charlize Theron has undergone multiple transformations. She gained 70 pounds to play a serial killer in 2003's Monster, but said she was able to lose most of it within 6 months by intermittent fasting for all but 6 hours a day. Is that true or false, Mason?
I'm going to say true.
Andy?
False.
Okay. DeMarco?
I'll say false.
Greg?
True.
And Brian?
False.
And Romo? Romo playing too?
Yep.
I am going with true.
The correct answer is false.
Oh. Yeah.
She did lose. She did gain some weight, but that whole intermittent fasting thing.
And that was made up.
And she didn't gain 70 pounds.
No,
it's a
lot.
It's a great movie. She got ugly and won the Oscar.
Right, wait. There's a lot of people. AK got that.
I know, it's
DeMarco
just a lot.
Got that.
Yeah.
Brian.
Brian got
yep,
that.
Yep, I got that.
Okay.
That's a scary movie.
Mace, Greg, and Laura did not.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Colin Farrell is one of Hollywood's handsomest men, but he had to cover his jawline under layers of prosthetics for his turn as Oswald Cobblepot, a.k.a. the Penguin, in 2022's The Batman. It took 3 hours every day to turn him into the villain, but the effort paid off as Farrell was disguised so well, he went into Starbucks incognito during filming. Mm. Is that true or false, Andy?
False.
DeMarco.
True.
Greg.
True.
Laura.
True.
And Brian.
False.
And then Mace.
True.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Went into the Starbucks. Greg. Isn't that weird?
Part of the buildup, yeah.
You can't go into a Starbucks as the Penguin and be incognito.
You can go as a guy with a fat chin.
All right, yeah. All right. Yeah. So Greg
needs help.
Yeah, let's. There's a lot of people.
Everybody simmer down. Okay. So simmer down and help
Greg. Simmer down now. Okay. All right. Mace got that.
Yep.
Greg got that. AK. Did not get that.
Yeah, I did not.
DeMarco got that. Yes. Laura got that. Brian?
Did not.
Okay.
All right. Honor system.
Thank you.
Okay. Matthew McConaughey lost 50 pounds to play Ron Woodruff in 2013's Dallas Buyers Club, which won him his first Oscar by eating just one meal a day and working out five times a week with his trainer. Is that true or false? DeMarco?
True.
Greg?
I'm going to say true also.
Laura?
I'm going to say false.
Brian?
False.
And Mace?
True.
And Andy?
True.
That is false.
Oh. Oh.
So that means that it's Laura and Brian got
that. What's false about it?
He didn't lose the weight by eating one meal a day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He did lose the weight.
Yeah, he wasn't 50 pounds.
I see. So you're throwing in little wrinkles.
Yeah. Like very
small. A lot of technicalities.
I see. Gotta really look for it.
When the word's if, that's not always true.
Challenging.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Who got it?
Brian,
I have no
Brian
idea.
And Laura. I'm starting to write down the TF for them.
Brian and Laura.
So it's Brian 2, Laura 2.
You really
two,
have to
DeMarco
listen to
two,
what I say.
AK 1, Greg 1, Mace 1.
Okay. Renee Zellweger's first brush with physical transformation came with Bridget Jones's Diary in 2001. She famously gained 30 pounds to play the title character, but the hubbub over her still very average-sized body seems comical now. In 2022, she underwent a much more noticeable change for the NBC miniseries The Thing About Pam, in which she controversially wore prosthetics in a padded suit to appear overweight. Is that true or false? We start with Greg.
True.
Laura.
That was a lot, but I'm going to go false.
Brian?
True.
Mace?
I'm going to say this one's true.
Andy?
True.
And DeMarco?
That sounds true.
Yeah, that's all true.
All true.
Right, so that's
true.
Everybody but me.
She wore the fat suit. Yeah.
Yeah.
People didn't like it.
It was a really entertaining show.
Okay. Gary Oldman won an Oscar for his 2017 performance as Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour after gaining 50 pounds to play the role in order to avoid having to spend 4 hours a day in makeup. Is that true or false, Laura?
False.
Brian?
True.
Mace?
I'm going to go true.
Andy?
False.
DeMarco?
I'll go true.
And I'm going true Greg. Also. That is false. He totally did not gain any weight for that. It was all prosthetics.
He wore a fat suit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just AK and Laura got that one. So right now we have Laura 3, DeMarco 3, Andy 3, Mace, Greg, and Brian. Oh, no. Brian has 3 also.
I never saw that.
So 3-3-3-3-2-2.
2-2. Okay.
Okay. Jennifer Aniston stopped working out for 2 months to gain weight for 2014's movie Cake, in which she played a not-so-glamorous woman named Claire. She also went completely without makeup for the role, which earned her a Golden Globe and a Screen Actors Award nomination. Is that true or false? We start with Brian.
False.
Mace?
True.
Andy?
True.
DeMarco?
True.
Greg?
True.
And Laura?
False.
The answer is true. Yeah. All of that is true.
Right, so
no makeup for Jennifer Aniston.
Very brave,
Mace,
Momo.
Yeah. Greg, brave. AK, and DeMarco.
Everybody
got that
but
one.
Brian and Laura.
Yeah.
Demi Moore actually gained weight for her role in 1997's G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane.
Because she needed a good amount of muscle to play convincingly
a military
officer.
Don't make any G.I. Jane jokes in here. G.I. Jane jokes.
But she
no one happens. Your mouth!
But she refused to shave her head, preferring to wear a wig every day rather than spend months trying to grow her hair back after filming. Is that true or false? We are back around to, are we on Brian or Mace?
No, Mace.
Mace.
False.
All right, Andy?
I think that is true.
DeMarco.
Mm. So she wore a wig in the movie.
In other words, she wore a skin cap kind
right
of thing?
Yeah. Skull cap.
Oh, that's skull false. Cap. Yeah, false.
Okay. Greg.
I'm saying that it's, wait, no, it's she did not. False. False, false, false.
Okay. Laura?
False.
Brian?
False.
And Mace, you started with?
He said false.
I started with, no, I
you
yeah,
said false.
I started with false.
Okay.
Yeah.
The answer is false. Yeah. She totally shaved her head.
I agree. You're combining the Anna Taylor Joy.
That was
thing
a big deal.
Yeah.
For the new Fury. Yeah.
Okay, well, give us a score check, Bergman.
Okay. It is DeMarco 5, Mace 4, Greg 4, AK 4, Laura 4, Brian 4.
All right.
How many are left?
Two left.
So DeMarco has to go first.
DeMarco goes first.
All right.
Anne Hathaway lost so much weight, 25 pounds in about 6 weeks, to play Fantine in the 2012 big screen adaptation of Les Miserables, that she fainted on set during the first day of filming. It was worth it, though. She won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her work. Is that true or false, Andy?
DeMarco.
No, start with DeMarco.
Oh, DeMarco.
I'll go true. That sounds true.
Okay. Then we go back to
Mace.
I need to make a point, but I think this is true.
Okay. Andy?
False.
Brian?
Brian?
False.
I have no idea what order I just called.
It's all right. I got it. Okay. I got it. I'm going to say...
so many people.
I am going to say it is true. And Laura?
I'm going to go with... four, right?
Yeah, you're just one back. You don't have to go with... You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to go with false.
False. Okay, what is it, Momo?
The answer is false. She didn't faint on set.
So, AK, Laura, and Brian got
she didn't lose
that.
Some weight, but not, she didn't faint on set.
She didn't faint?
Dang. That's what got me. That's what I was like.
Okay, Bergman, tell me who's still in this.
All right, we're all still in it. Everybody's still alive, but you and I, Mace, have to go opposite of AK, DeMarco, Laura, and Brian. They all have five. We have four.
Got it.
Okay. Hilary Swank added 19 pounds of muscle to play boxer Maggie Fitzgerald in 2004's Million Dollar Baby. She gained most of that weight by drinking egg whites with every meal because she could never eat enough eggs in any particular setting. Quote, it was just the worst thing ever.
Okay.
It was a success. She took home the Oscar for that role. Is that true or false?
I got it. Andy.
Ugh, that sounds disgusting. I'm going to say true.
True. Right. Laura.
I'm also going true.
Brian.
False.
And then we're out, Mace.
We're out, okay.
DeMarco.
I'll say true.
Okay, so what's the answer?
The answer is true.
Yeah!
So Brian, do you have a tiebreaker?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I do.
So Andy, by the way, DeMarco, and Laura are still alive on the tiebreaker.
Okay, and by the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Branch radio station.
Thank you.
How much weight did Joaquin Phoenix lose to play the Joker?
Oh,
okay. So just come
Andy
up with a number.
Brian. Or I'm sorry, Andy and DeMarco.
No, it's Andy, DeMarco, and Laura. So Laura, you go first here. How much did he lose?
I put 30 pounds.
We're just going to go close.
You put 35.
30 pounds.
30 pounds. DeMarco.
42.
42, okay. Andy.
43.
Ooh.
Closest, not closest without going over.
Andy's the winner.
Yeah!
52 pounds.
Andy gets the W.
52
pounds.
Good job.
Nice. Wow.
Andy
Kamenetsky
wins.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight. Yeah.
Wow. Good game,
Momo.
No,
I thought that was a pretty good game.
I wrote
game,
a lot of stuff in there.
Good game.
Nice.
Yeah,
just
good
making
game.
It works. Random details.
Thumbs up. Absolutely.
Thumbs
hey,
up-ish.
Hey, let's do a little super crosstalk. So, no love boat today.
No love boat.
No love boat. DeMarco's here.
What's happening?
Andy Kamenetsky's here.
Hey.
Momo's here.
Yeah.
A little super crosstalk.
Why'd you just fall over again when you do that?
What do you mean?
The woo-woo. You fall over when you do that.
Because I don't want to do woo-woo right
into
the microphone.
Into the mic. That's
so
what it was.
Pull away from the microphone a little bit. It's a broadcastery
thought
thing.
You were
that
I thought
you know what? That's why you're in the Hall of Fame.
Very, very broadcastery.
Thought you were going down for a minute there.
Yeah, no, no.
Not.
So you heard Momo do the weather, right?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Just off the top of my head.
I feel like I know exactly what's happening. I know what I'm going to drive home to.
Yeah.
I know what it's going to be like tomorrow.
This is what I texted Momo, like in real time, all caps. That is a effing weather report,
see?
Momo.
Right? Wow.
There you
three
go.
Exclamation points.
All caps and three exclamation points.
I was just kind of born for this, right?
You were born for it. I don't know
I mean,
how
I just
you got
came
stuck.
Out the womb. Like,
how did you get stuck doing the NBA when you could be doing
weather?
The weather.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, there's almost nothing. There's almost nothing I like better than looking
at
the radar.
But it would be interesting.
I mean, like
weirdo. Looking at radar.
Wouldn't you like to change jobs for one day? Just one day.
Yeah.
You and somebody doing the weather change jobs.
I mean,
one
I
day.
Literally will check the radar before I drive to see what time I should leave my house because that cell's going to come over.
By the way, all this stuff, and you were of no help the day we played pickleball in the rain.
I know.
They
you
kept saying.
You did not enlist me.
You know, that's a good point, man.
You need
they
to.
They kept saying,
great
no,
point.
At 10:30, there's going to be a window.
You know what? Here's the thing. I think I just needed to be empowered. Like, if you would have said to me early in the week, Momo, you're on the weather.
Yeah.
There's a chance of rain.
Right.
And we need to have hourly forecasts,
right,
so that we can plan what time everyone to show up to this event.
Yeah.
Because if we would have started the event at noon, we'd have been fine.
Well, would it have been
fine? Yeah, it was fine by
noon. Right when we left, it cleared up.
Yeah, it
cleared
did.
Yeah.
I drove home and it was sunny.
I drove home and it was sunny.
Yeah, cleared up. Wow.
Yeah, it was very disappointing.
You need to be empowered? I thought this is who you are.
No, you just had, like Morales
Take
or Tommy
control.
Needed
yeah.
to say to me, hey, I know you're really good at the weather. I need you to, this is an important thing for us. Can you just really babysit this?
You were dead serious when you said you were the weather girl for your softball
yes.
team.
Yeah.
My coach gave me this job. Mm. This was like a very, he would look a little bit, but he knew that I was going to get in there and study it.
Right.
And this is before cell phones and text messages
yeah.
and stuff.
Oh, sure.
So, I mean,
you had a big map at home with a low pressure button on it.
No, I would just go home and turn on the TV in my dorm room and watch the Weather Channel, and it would do the local forecast, and I would watch how the radar went. I'd be like, okay, that's going ahead at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, we need to do that. And then I would check it throughout the day, and if things change, so I was conservative. If I wasn't sure, I was like, we got to put the tarp on, guys.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
I never check weather. Not once.
I never. I hear when there's a storm. There's a storm and everybody's all,
you get an alert.
Cats
and, you know.
And dogs and Spectrum interrupts everything and says there's a flash flood warning for someplace. I don't know where it is.
How bad could it be here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's been a lot of rain.
Yeah.
But
we've had more rain the last 2 years than ever.
But not tornadoes.
There's not even a drought anymore.
Yeah.
We had a historic drought and it's over.
It's over. Yeah. We're good.
We're floating.
That's
now.
Enough.
That's enough.
That's plenty. We're full up.
No more rain.
But I guess it's supposed to rain tomorrow?
It's a 35% chance.
Is it really? Yeah.
But it's mostly just going to be really cold.
Okay.
Do you have sound of that? I want to hear your weather report.
I can do it again.
You can? No?
No. We'll go back and listen to it on the podcast.
It was amazing.
It was great. But I mean, you'll never capture it live the way you did earlier. So listen to it on the podcast. No, it's not necessary.
Mace is good. I've heard you do the weather before.
I heard the forecast. I know. So I'm going to get a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I just had mine within the last year.
How was the preparation? It's not really a weight loss technique, is it?
A colonic, isn't it?
It's
a colonic.
There are some people who undergo colonoscopy prep as a weight loss thing.
Do they?
Oh yeah, diuretics.
Oh, that's got to be very unhealthy.
I mean, I'm not recommending.
Hey,
listen. Just saying
when you were trying to make that goal weight.
Yeah.
You were with your bet. That's absolutely what you should have done the night before.
Oh, just pretend there's a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Just flush it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're like a boxer. Grab some Miralax. Let's
Absolutely.
Go.
What was your goal weight? What were you trying to hit?
Well, what I'm going to hit ultimately is 185. I'm about 193 right now.
185. Okay.
Yeah, 185 is the number.
You're in the neighborhood.
That's lean and mean. Yeah.
But I'm hitting the gym. Yesterday was leg day.
Yeah.
I'm really sore. I'm working with this trainer guy who actually trained Christian Bale for the Batman movies.
Okay.
Trains Michael Keaton. Trained, I don't know if you've
Does
seen
he train
this movie.
Any other Batman?
I think that's... Oh, right. He's got two Batman.
Does he train Pattinson? Does he train Clooney?
Oh, that's right. He's got two Batman. I never thought of that before.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, right. And he also... there's this actress named Lily O'Brien who's playing Katie O'Brien, who's playing a bodybuilder in this movie called Love Lies Bleeding.
I've heard it's good.
He did her train. So my goal is... On my 60th birthday, I'm going to sit here with my shirt off and do the show.
Wow.
That's your goal.
That's my goal.
I like it.
Yeah.
Have you already mapped out if your 60th falls on a weekday?
You know, I've not gone that far.
It'll be okay,
it probably
right?
doesn't. Yeah. Because it was a Saturday this year. Yeah.
By the way, I will be wearing my two chains.
You know what it becomes?
You wear two chains.
I wear two chains.
Okay.
Yeah.
That that could be like your radio name.
Falls on a
Two chains?
Steve Two Chains Mason.
Yeah. I like it.
Falls on a Saturday? Sabado y Gante.
Sabado y Gante. Exactly. Exactly.
So I have a warning for you, though. When you start working out really hard, you're going to want to eat more.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It's going to make you hungry.
I'm not in for that.
So if you eat more, you have to eat just healthy stuff. You have to just buy a bunch of chicken.
Yeah, chicken breast and brown rice and broccoli.
What was your leg day? What'd you do? Squats?
Squats and presses and... calves.
Yeah. Oh, you're good and sore.
Yeah, I'm super sore.
I can't wait to see you walk out of
the room. Why is it the day Now I'm sore from my upper body workout this week, but that was on Tuesday. Last night I'm not quite super sore yet. Why does it take a day to get sore?
That lactic acid buildup.
Is that what it is?
And then you go to sleep and you wake up.
If you want to not be, if you want to not be sore, you go in the hot cold.
Ah.
Because that flushes
that
the
right?
lactic acid
out.
You do like
Have you tried a cold plunge before?
I haven't tried. I've tried cryo.
So you can go, but the best is like if you have a jacuzzi and a cold pool.
Yeah.
So you can do the jacuzzi and then the cold shower.
Well, I do have a jacuzzi, as famously
you go back
Morales
and, but
wants
you have to go
into.
Back and forth. You have to go cold and then hot. Yeah.
What time
hot.
Is your colonoscopy?
11 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, because I was going to say, because it's in the
you
morning.
You want to say a prayer while it happens? 11 a.m. everybody.
I'm
going to
do that on my own time.
Hold a conscious thought for me.
But because of the prep. Yeah. You're going to have to wake up probably in the middle of the night to drink
correct.
The second
you do
part
have
of this.
To drink the second so the, part of the Kool-Aid.
The good news is you're not going to actually be able to sleep because you're not going to be able to get comfortable,
right.
which will keep your muscles from getting,
stiff. So, right.
So this good actually is
plus
good.
It's all Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
It's the blue flavor.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows what the blue it's called Cool Ice. Nobody really knows what flavor that is.
Cool Ice.
Cool I thought
ice.
It was Cool nice. Blue, man.
Is it
cool
is that what it is? Cool
I
blue.
It was cool blue. Yeah.
What's it, what's it taste
ice.
Like?
It is Arctic ice.
Arctic ice.
Yeah.
Is it Arctic ice?
Is
I
that
thought
a,
like, well,
they may
like
be different flavors. Yeah.
But I know like red is cherry. I don't know what blue is.
It's like blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
Like
the red
slushy.
Is fruit punch. The white is the cherry.
Yeah.
You're not
right.
supposed to drink
cherry.
The red.
No,
you're not supposed to.
The red
to
is banned.
Why is the red bad?
So then when they put the camera up there, they everything's not all red.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a lot of red in your innards.
Yeah.
Infrared. Yeah.
What are you guys going today?
Oh, more colonoscopy talk.
Are you going to do
definitely
an hour?
I mean, listen,
my colonoscopy.
You chose more colonoscopy talk over another weather report.
I wanted to hear the weather.
I can do some talk too.
Yeah, talk.
You want
talk.
Some talk?
Yeah.
I bring the content.
All right, everybody. I am gone till the 15th.
Wow.
Nice, Mace.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Are you off the grid?
No.
Okay.
No, I will not be off the grid.
So I can make a fantasy baseball trade?
I will make fantasy baseball trades. I'm not making any pretense of being off the grid.
Good.
And I'm speaking at my alma mater next week.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
All right.
I got to come up with stuff to say. Smart stuff.
You're a Hall of Famer.
You're a Hall of Famer. Yeah. You're going to be fine, sir.
No, I told him, I said, I'm going to think up smart stuff for this.
Nice.
And they were like.
And if you start choking, just do the weather.
There you go.
Serious. You can just go up there and be like, just off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Everybody finds
okay.
it.
Okay. Momo, fun working with you today.
Before you leave, did you ever get your huge birthday card that's in the studio?
No.
It's like right here. Your face is on
Where
it and
it?
Everything.
I never got
Hold
it.
Hold on. I know. I was like, why is it full? I got you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Never
we all signed it.
Card with my face on it.
We all like, signed it. It was good.
Didn't everybody sign it? I never even
saw
it.
I didn't get a chance
it.
To sign it.
It's because it was raining and
stuff.
Yeah,
everybody
good
was
Lord,
leaving.
Look at the size of that card.
Yeah. That's gigantic.
That's the biggest card I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is.
Here.
How does that make you feel to have a card like that?
Makes me feel very
special.
Look, makes me feel special. Yeah, special.
Look at the size of the.
Oh yeah, that's impressive.
Look at your face.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah, no, that's a good shot right there. I got the Superman glasses on. The Clark Kent glasses.
Right over your bed.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the ceiling. Right over the bed. The ceiling.
Every morning
so when
you
I
wake
look
up,
up
seeing your favorite
exactly.
person.
All right, hey, have a great week. I will be back on the 15th. In the meantime, Ireland is back tomorrow, and I think it's here next week. You're doing a couple of shows, too. Coming up next for you, afternoon Shadano and Cap today is Andy Kamenetsky and DeMarco Farr. See you soon, 710 ESPN.